Scoop, Mason Wood kicked 4 goals for the Saints in his debut game. I'm not sure if any were on the boundary line, but I think we do need clarity around this for the boundary line kick.
What's the actual rule?
The Stevie J kick around the corner. If you go over your mark, you still kick over your mark. It's not play on, but if you go off the line, that's very much similar to the Buddy Franklin issue, is it not? Well, Mason Wood's kicked 4. Maybe he went through the experience him
day. In fact, I reckon he kicked 4 one day, Jared, a couple of years ago. In the wet,
right,
to beat your Swans.
Indeed.
Let's
find out if he did that. Welcome to you, Mason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for having you and thanks for having us. But did you kick 4 against the Swans and bury them a couple of years ago?
I don't know that. It was probably the driest day Sydney's probably ever had. So I don't know about being in the wet. But, yeah, that's a long... It's almost a lifetime ago now that we're at... made my way to the Saints, but yeah.
It sounds like he remembers it.
Sounds like he remembers every spot on the park where you got it.
29-minute mark of that game in 2018, he kicked the sealer, so he remembers it.
I remember it. Now, Mason, we were talking about you only a week or so ago, saying that something has to change for you to make it as a player. We know that you prepare incredibly well. We know you train really well, so whatever you're doing at the Saints... You've got yourself off to a great start, so let's hope you can get to a head of steam up. What have you been doing differently, if anything?
Probably just, it sounds funny, but just taking it back to basics and just trying to, you know, enjoy every moment. I think having the time that I spent out of the game for 4 months in limbo has probably done me the world of good.
Yep.
Stop stressing about, you know, outcomes and what's going to happen and just be grateful for the opportunity to still be in the AFL system. Being outside of the game, you sort of realise that, you know, the show goes on. Life will move on and I'll be fine regardless of whether I'm playing AFL footy in that. And I think just the stress-free environment that I sort of feel, and that's a lot on me as well as the St Kilda Football Club, but they do provide a pretty stress-free environment, which I can't talk more highly of.
Mason, I haven't actually heard you interviewed much. Can you just tell us briefly what happened in the end with North Melbourne? Because it felt like to me, as an outsider watching on, that Brad Scott was a big fan of yours, and when he left, it was pretty hard yards for you.
Yeah, I guess you could make that point. I did feel like it was became a little bit tough. As Scotty did leave, probably the rest of that year was probably all right. But then at the end of the year, they sort of wanted to get rid of me in 2019. And then, trying to find my feet in that side last year was quite difficult. But, you know, I wasn't the only one. And we weren't playing particularly good footy. So that provides more headaches and all that kind of thing. And trying to find a way forward. And, you know, it was me at times. And then, you know, it wasn't. And then, you know, you're in and out of the side. And that whole hub experience was a pretty stressful environment. And I think for a lot of clubs, it just was compounded by the fact that, you know, we weren't getting wins on the board.
Have you ever enjoyed playing as a defender? I know you've played there a bit. Have you ever sort of felt, yeah, this is more like me?
I've spent a bit of time, you know, a couple of pre-seasons ago playing down back and then thought it was better for me to be up forward. So I've done a bit of both. And I think, moving forward, my best footies. Well, I played a bit on the wing yesterday, which I really, really liked. Mm. So hopefully it's a bit of a mix. Hopefully Rats likes, you know, taller guys on the wing.
Yep.
Josh Battle has got a, you know, absolute massive future ahead of him playing wing forward. So if me and him could spend a little bit of time doing a bit of both, I think that would be not a bad result for the both of us.
So a Wood Battle interchange from the half forward line to the wing. I like it. I like it a lot if you can continue this good form. Tell us, how did you get to the Saints? Who contacted you? Was it Rats direct or did you go via the keeper?
Initially my manager messaged me just saying, obviously, you know, what we were trying to get was a chance to train somewhere, and Saints were keen. And I think Scotty Lefferlein lent on, you know, like you said at the start, Brad Scott a little bit, and just said, what do you think? And he just sort of said that he thinks I just needed a second chance. And I think that's all it was. They were already keen on me and thought that I had something to offer. So, it just went from there, I think. And then Gags, the list manager, messaged me and, you know, 10 days later, or they've got me training, and then a couple, 3 weeks after that, I'm on the list. So it all happened really, really quick.
But more importantly, you've kicked four today in a good hit out against
yesterday
in a good hit out. Tell me, have you discussed with the umpires what happens when you're on the boundary line and you've got this new stand on the rule mark? Where's the flexibility in this, if any?
From the kicker's point of view, or the man on the mark?
No, kicker's point of view. I think we know what happens to the man on the mark. He's not allowed to blink.
Yeah, he's literally got to. From what I know, you have to stand still until they're called play on, which gives you know the ability to run out a little bit more. I think massively, but you can also still have that guy, as long as he's not within the 5 meter area, standing on the edge, and he can, once you've left, I think it almost doesn't need a call play on. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but I think there'll be a lot more clarity, especially with official preseason games starting next week. So, but I'd imagine there's going to be some 50 meters paid in the first 6 rounds.
Let's hope so. There's a lot of people hoping for 50 meter penalties.
Oh, Jared, don't be cynical.
Can you tell me what will happen with Buddy Franklin?
I think there's some, I don't know whether you call it poetic license, but you let the guys that play that way kick a ball that way. I don't think you can call play on. I certainly have probably been given, at least in our training, a little bit more leeway to get onto that left boot.
Yep.
And, you know, they're probably taking a little bit longer to call play on than they usually would. I actually don't mind it. It means that, you know, you feel a bit weird standing still and letting guys run past you on the mark. But for the flow of the game, I think it certainly helps.
Do you reckon it has impacted and the ball coming into the forward line is moving more freely?
I mean, yes and no. Like, I think there'll be more scores from the back half than there were in previous years.
Yep.
Because you can almost break that line a lot easier.
Good.
So, I think maybe more transition footy. I mean, I certainly hope there is. That'll suit me. But, I just feel like it sort of did become even harder to score from the back line last year.
Yeah.
Whether that's conditions-wise, we're playing in Brisbane, it's a bit wet, Queensland, a bit more slippery, but it became extremely hard to score freely from the back half, so hopefully that this helps.
Great to have you on board to set the Sharon Free bandwagon, Mason, and good luck with the Saints.
Good luck, Mason.
Nah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mason Wood there, new St Kilda forward. Not sure if he'll play round one, but I tell you what, he's not doing his chances any harm. This is Sports Day, powered by Ren Energy.